A few months ago, I had a meeting with one of my seminary classmates, who is now a pastor in another denomination in that church. So our conversation was very, very interesting, because during that conversation, he shared lots of stories with me. One day, he was doing the outreaching ministry in the park. It's a serious outreach ministry, either by events or activities, so they can bring in more people into their church. And one day, he was approached and asked one question. Why do I need to go to church? And my classmate, he felt he was caught off guard. So he pondered in his heart, just like the elders and chief priests. He said to himself, if I say there is ESL class in our church, well, this man, apparently, he speaks fluent English. If I say you can meet new friends, and it seems to me he is quite popular in this community. He knows more people than I do. And he said to himself, if I say you may find a job opportunity in our church, and he is so well established, he has a very steady job. So he said to himself, I don't know how to answer why he needs to come to church. Sadly enough, this is not uncommon. Why do we need to come to church? Is it because we are good people? We can do good deeds? We can volunteer here? No, that's not all. If we are thinking any of these kind of reasons, we are missing the entire boat at all. There is Jesus Christ here. This is the uniqueness of the church. We need to go to church because we are aware that every one of us, we are sinners, and we are so helpless. We can do nothing to help, to save ourselves from the sin. And only Jesus can. So we come to church is for our own benefit. In fact, if we come for any other reasons, either people, they are satisfied, say found what they are looking for, they will leave happily, or they cannot find what they are looking for, they will leave unhappily. But one thing for sure, sooner or later they will leave. Why we need to come to church is not because we are of any good. We come to church if we can meet Jesus Christ here. Our lives can be transformed, and then the good deeds can come out of us as a natural result. If we try so hard to pretend someone we are not, even though we are trying so hard to do good things, we cannot keep doing that for a long time. That is why we call ourselves human beings. We are not human doings. We have to be someone we authentically, we genuinely are before we can do anything. In today's gospel, we found an interesting story in today's gospel. Because immediately before the scriptures we heard, Jesus was doing everything good in the temple. He cured and healed people, and he taught those people. However, we found he was challenged. In fact, he was challenged from top all the way down by the chief priests and the elders. All of them, they are religious leaders. Why they challenge Jesus? It is not because of the good things he did. They challenged Jesus. They asked him, "Who gave you this authority? By what authority you are doing these things?" And later, in response to that, Jesus told them a parable. The parable is simple. A man had two sons. So he went to the elder son, asked him to go and work in the vineyard. But the son refused. And he went to the second son. You know, usually in a family, a younger son is portrayed smarter than the firstborn. So the younger son, he agreed immediately, only that he did not do anything. However, on the other hand, the elder son, the firstborn, he changed his mind. He repented. He went. So in this way, Jesus asked them, "Which one did the will of Father?" If we see from the context, it is easy for us to remember. Jesus is actually challenging back the religious leaders, because as the chief priests and the elders, they know the scriptures so well. In fact, they can teach their people. However, it is said the longest journey is from head to heart, this 18 inches. They know the scriptures, but they didn't understand. That was the same to the Israelite people. They know the scriptures so well when they were a boy. However, their situation, Jesus used this parable to reveal the core condition of us. It is not only to them, has nothing to do with us. No, no, no. Jesus is talking to us. Why do you think these people, being as the religious leaders, they challenge Jesus? Because they are overlooking Jesus. They portray themselves as the defenders, the guardians of the law. If they look down to Jesus, they are not humble at all. Of course, everyone has their mind and logic. We can pursue the truth. However, the true truth is based on the real humbleness. If you inquire something, you need to open your heart, accept it, not judge it, because the truth doesn't fit what my mind thinks. It's not a fit. Then I judge it. I look down to it. This is not the truth. That's not correct. Every one of ourselves, we are just like the younger son, or like the chief priests. we are using our own ways to reject God, to reject Jesus. To religious leaders, they cannot see the good works that Jesus did. All they can see is they need to challenge him. Therefore, they cannot see God's glory and God's salvation. The younger son did the same thing. He used his way, tried to smart out the father's command. He agreed, but he did not go. In every one of us, we are in this situation, somehow, sort of. Every week, we listen to the word of God. Do we really respect them? Do we really treasure them? Treat it as the Father's command? Do we respond? Do we go immediately? Or we just say, I, sir, but we sat there, did nothing. Today, I hope this word, the word of God, can challenge us. In fact, the Lord is gracious and generous. Last week, we heard the gospel. Jesus also used the parable. He told us God the Father is a generous and gracious landowner who constantly go out and invites everyone to go into his vineyard and work. And this week, we know it is also our response. We need to decide if we need to go into the vineyard and work. Why do we need to go to church? Because we are sharing the gospel to else. Just like the epistle we just heard, we are not looking into our own interest. Do we really believe it's a good news? Do we really believe this good news can not only transform our lives, but also has the power to transform their life? And after that, once their life is transformed, every good thing comes out of it. What are we looking for? In church, have we found what we are looking for? The greatest command, the greatest will of God is for us to meet his Son, Jesus Christ. For in him, there is eternal life. Who is the one does the will of Father? Amen.